I'm glad to have my friend Dr. Freddie Davis in the studios. Again, let me just read his bio today in case you might not know Freddie. President of the Market Faith Ministries, author of numerous books. In fact, Freddie, you told me you've written 23rd book?
I can't remember exactly how many, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. And has a background in international missionary. You've been a missionary in Japan,
and then in the former Soviet Republic of Latvia. We were there for 5 years after the Iron Curtain fell.
No wonder you've written so many books, so many experiences you've had. You've been pastor, and in this area, you were pastor, I know, in Woodville. Is that right?
I was there, and also helped start a church that is actually still going. It changed its name, but...
What's the name of that church?
Woodland Hills Community Church.
Okay.
I think that's the name of it now.
Okay. And you've been an interim pastor, I know, in Perry.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of interim work in some different places.
Okay, so a lot of folks there in the area. Been a radio host and a worldview trainer and entrepreneur. Freddie is a graduate of FSU with a BS in communication. Freddie, now we could, we have an opening here at Faith Radio. From midnight to 6, it's a volunteer position. Would you be interested?
Well, if I could figure out a way where I could get some sleep, I might.
I think Deborah probably wouldn't appreciate that
probably
too much.
Probably not.
Yes. She holds an M. Master of Divinity, Doctorate of Ministry degrees from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, and a speaker, particularly on the topic of the worldview and its practical implications for the Christian life. And he lives in Tallahassee, and of course, your wife, Deborah. And Freddie, tell us also, first of all, Market Faith Ministries. Kind of give an overview of the ministry that you lead.
Well, Market Faith Ministries is a worldview discipleship ministry. The focus is on the topic of worldview. It's
Now, when you say worldview...
Right, okay. Exactly. I was just fixing to kind of explain that because it's a word actually that we hear more and more, I think, in Christian circles these days, but very few people really understand the implications of what it is. It's actually relates to how people make a distinction between reality and fantasy, and the reason that's important is because there are more than one worldview that's out there, and when we interact with people that come from a different worldview background, then when we speak about our faith, they're listening to that and they're thinking, how can they believe that? That's fantasy. And when they speak to us and tell us what they believe, we're thinking, how can you believe that? That's fantasy. And back, when I was growing up, probably, into the 50s and 60s and even the 70s, America was still very homogeneous. The background of American society really was Christian theism. America was founded on Christian theistic principles. Some people say the Judeo-Christian thinking. And with that, there's a certain way that people understand how reality ought to be. It determines the way that we think about politics and the way that we think about education and the way that we think about entertainment and just every area of life. It determines how we conceive of that. And up until, maybe 40, 50 years ago, America really was very homogeneous in that respect. But over the intervening years, other worldview beliefs have become more and more prominent. In fact, the naturalistic worldview now probably dominates virtually every major institution of society. And then you add into that the massive amount of immigration that has also happened over the last number of years that brings in people from that are from other worldview backgrounds. Christians now have to face dealing with people that have different worldview backgrounds, and if we want to be able to communicate the gospel effectively to them and explain why we believe what we do and why we live life the way that we do, why we understand morality the way we do, then we've got to be able to explain our biblical worldview across a barrier that makes them think that what we believe is a fantasy. And so the topic of worldview is very, very important and very vital, I think, for modern Christians. This is actually a topic that up until, you know, there was so much pluralism that got introduced into American society that was not very important for American Christians. I mean, when it used to be when we would... you know, if you wanted to go share your faith with someone, you could pull out the four spiritual laws and start out, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And everybody at least understood what you were talking about. They knew you were talking about the God of the Bible. They had enough background so that when you started talking about Jesus, they understood that. But now, if you were to do that, they're just as likely to give you this funny look and say, well, I don't even believe in God, or which God are you talking about, or you know, answers like that. And so as Christians, we need to be able to interact with people in ways that we didn't have to interact with them before.
Okay.
And the gospel hasn't changed, but the way that we have to interact with people has radically changed. And I don't think up until now, overall, you know, Christians have really gotten a hold of how to make that crossover. And the topic of worldview is the basic understanding that we need to have to be able to pull that off.
All right. Now, I've invited you to come in today because you've written a new book called The Truth Mirage. And tomorrow night, you have the opportunity at the Thomasville Road Baptist Church. You'll be speaking there and also signing your new book. And I know you're excited about that.
I am very excited about that. It's a great opportunity for me to, I will be able to share the basic concepts. Obviously, not time to get into a great deal of depth, but I'll be able to share and explain a little bit about the basic concepts of worldview, which is the topic of the Truth Mirage. The subtitle of that actually is An Introduction to Worldview for Biblical Christians. And so I'll be talking about the concept of worldview, what it is, what are the worldview possibilities, how is that important for us as Christians. And then following that, I will have books available and people will be able to come and get a signed copy.
All right. That's tomorrow night, the Thomasville Road Baptist Church, 3131 Thomasville Road in Tallahassee, and begins at 6:30. And you can come. Now, if folks cannot be there tomorrow night, how can they find out more about Freddie Davis and his books and the new book, The Truth Mirage?
Well, the website for the Truth Mirage, you can get a copy at freddiedavis.com. All one word, freddiedavis.com. And if you want to know more about Market Faith Ministries, and there's also a link there where you can could get the book. It's marketfaith.org.
Okay. And you're available to speak at different organizations and churches and groups and tell more about this.
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to have the opportunity to share, whether it's a short introduction to worldview or even a longer training on worldview, I can do that. And even though it's not specifically dealt with, you know, in the book that I do, I'm also able to share about this particular topic even with secular organizations. The fact is, even in secular organizations, while they might not be dealing so much specifically with the gospel and trying to share the gospel, they still need to be able to communicate about their business or about their particular arena with people who have very different worldview backgrounds, and understanding the concept of worldview and how different people understand reality in different ways. That sounds weird, but people really do understand reality in very different ways, can be very critical for just the communication process.
All right, all right. And Freddie Davis, president of Market Faith Ministries, again, his website, freddiedavis.com. And if you have the opportunity of hearing him speak in person, you'll be able to meet him. He'll have some of his brand new books, The Truth Mirage, with him tomorrow night at the Thomasville Road Baptist Church in Tallahassee. Freddie, thank you for coming by Faith Radio today, and we look forward to seeing what God's going to do with this new book and all your ministry called Market Faith Ministries.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to be with you today.
All right.